Hello, this is Jonathan Knight.
And Gabriel King.
And you're listening to Calling Long Distance.
The only show to come from London to Los Angeles.
Most of the time. At the same time.
Wow, bitches, it's been a while.
And more importantly, it's our happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. Gabriel King.
Happy birthday to me.
And me.
We are 3 years old.
Can you believe it? Officially. Oh, 03, baby.
Oh, 03.
Bonnie and Clyde.
It's 09.
It's 09, but we're 3 and 9. Hey, and those numbers like somehow work together somehow. Like 3 is a multiple of 9 or something like that.
I'm surprised you knew that.
If you multiply 3 times 3, you get 9. And there's 2 of us at the same time.
Oh,
and it's a rhyme. Bitches.
Anyway, it has been a while, but we've been doing the vidcasts and all that for you.
We've got a few vidcasts planned coming up.
They're in the pipeline.
Yeah, they're in post-production. They're in pre-production.
No, post-production.
Post-production.
We haven't filmed them yet.
They're
the Hollywood one.
What?
The Hollywood sign.
Oh my god, okay.
Yeah,
jeez.
That's getting the surround sound re-digitally remastered right now.
We're doing it in
They're
HD.
Adjusting it for widescreen. For Gabe's butt.
We're doing it in HD. We had to call a couple of stand-ins.
Mm. Now, in case you live on Mars, it was Oscars weekend.
Yeah, yes, it was.
And because it was our birthday and Oscars weekend, we couldn't think of a better way to celebrate our birthday than to finagle our way into a few celebrity parties.
Yeah, we ended up going to Jennifer Love Hewitt's party, which was held in aid of APLA. Who are the good folks down at the AIDS Walk? Merrill AIDS Walk people, and I got all wasted on a drink from the good folks down at the AIDS Walk. Anyways, they're the ones that do the AIDS Walk, APLA, AIDS Project Los Angeles, and they do a lot of good work for AIDS charities in the LA area as well.
Now, whilst we were there, we thought we'd catch up with a few of the celebrity guests and ask them about their tips for the Oscars. And anything else us nosy bitches wanted to know.
Yeah, first we bumped into Jennifer Love Hewitt, of course. She was the hostess with the mostest. Gorgeous actress. And we asked her why she hosts for the event.
A really good friend of mine and a mentor, somebody very special to me, passed away from AIDS about 12 years ago. And I was devastated. And I didn't know a lot about it at the time. So I learned a lot about it. And I promised before he passed away and his family that I would do anything I could after that for him. And so it's my promise. And it feels like a really good way to spend an elegant evening in a business that sometimes isn't about those kinds of things. I feel like I can come here and have fun, but also my heart's in the right place.
And how many years has it been now?
I believe it's my fifth year. It's my fourth or fifth.
And who's going to win tonight?
I hope Slumdog wins. I really do. And I hope Kate wins because I just think she's so elegant.
She was pretty.
Yeah, she was. She had amazing... Did you notice her eyelashes?
No.
They were like 12 feet long.
Really?
Yeah, I wonder if she uses that stuff that you paint on and makes them grow. I'm going to get some.
Drag eyelashes.
Yeah, probably those. You glue them on.
And then we had a word with the wonderful Jane Lynch. She's the fantastic actress who has been in everything, including The L Word, 2 and a Half Men, the movie Best in Show. But she's just done a new movie, Spring Breakdown, with the hilarious Amy Poehler.
Yeah, I asked her what it was like to work with Amy Poehler.
It was great. She's wonderful and generous. I don't know, she's crazy. She's crazy when she works with. She's a very normal, funny, happy person, and now a mother.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you saw Milk.
I did.
Do you think we need a Milk today?
I wonder if we do. Maybe our Milk should be a committee of people, but I think we do need... I love what he did in that he got allies in the world, and he stood up there as a gay person saying, look, there's nothing threatening about me. I'm just a guy, and unfortunately he was killed by one of his allies. But I think the reason he made so much progress for us is that he played with the quote-unquote enemy, didn't see them as enemies, and I love that.
And you've got a new show.
Glee on Fox.
Okay,
and
tell us about
that. Ryan Murphy is the writer, creator, director et al., and I play the head of the cheerleaders, and it's about a glee club in this high school that's kind of peopled with the nerds, and they start to make some inroads and start winning some competitions and threatening the dominance of the cheerleaders as the big intramural event, so I'm out to destroy them, basically. I'm the nemesis.
That was really nice running into her. After Jane, we ran into Niecy Nash, who plays Rainisha on Reno 911, which is a spoof comedy. It does a parody?
It's a parallax. It's a sitcom, but it's like a parody of some like tiny local police
Cops.
Force.
It's a parody of Cops.
It's like Cops.
Anyway, she plays Rhaenisha. She has a big old booty on that show, but in real life, she doesn't have a really big booty. She must wear like a whatchamacallit.
A fanny pack.
A fanny pack. Wow, she has a big fanny.
She stuffs her granny knickers with something.
Yeah, big time. Anyways, we wanted to find out what was coming up in the new season of Reno 911.
Not everybody made it out alive. So you have to look forward to some new people, new faces.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about APLA? What is your involvement with them, if any, and what brings you out tonight?
You know, I just think it's a fantastic organization, and I have been coming to this particular party for a while. Yeah. You know what I mean? I love the people, just everything about it. I just, you know, I figure if you're going to view, come on by here and do it.
Who do you think is going to take home Oscars tonight?
Man, it's so hard to say because everybody did fantastic performances. You know, I think maybe Mickey Rourke. Mm-hmm. I think maybe Viola Davis. Mm-hmm. And that's all I think I know for sure.
Oh, Niecy was really nice.
Yeah, she was.
So after Niecy, how that's funny. Niecy was really nice. Did you get that?
Niecy
was nicey.
Niecy does it.
But then we beelined to Candace Cain.
Yes.
Candace Cain, she, I guess, well, she's most famous here in West Hollywood for doing her sort of cabaret stand-up, singing, songing stuff.
Yeah.
At the Abbey.
But
also, I guess globally, she's most famous for her role in Dirty Sexy Money.
Yeah.
So we went and had a chat with her.
Guys, how are you?
How are you doing?
Good. You look amazing tonight.
Thank
you. Look gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
Did we miss an Oscar-inspired performance, or are you going to do one on Monday?
On Monday is kind of my, you know, ode to Oscars, I guess.
Okay, good.
Actually, I haven't even thought a word about it.
Oh. Okay, no
problem.
But
I'm sure I'll come up with something really dramatic and evening gowning.
Okay, good. Well, we'll be here to watch.
Okay, good.
Why is it important for you to turn out tonight for APLA?
Any event that helps our community and helps, you know, the AIDS community, people inflicted with that disease and HIV, you know, is important to me, especially, you know, because I'm, you know, 29 now, and I...
We are too.
Really?
Yeah. We've been 29 for such a long time.
It's a great age, right?
Oh. And, you know, I've known a lot of people that have passed, and a lot of people that are, you know, inflicted, and it's important to me that people don't get lax, and that, you know, that just... We need to keep on talking about it. We need to keep on trying to fight it, trying to cure it, and that's why it's important to me.
So that was fun. We had a good time, right?
Yeah, it was nice.
We got
nice.
Our photo taken.
We were all in our, we were all done up in our best finery.
Yeah.
Gabe's was a mix and match finery.
Of course, as it usually is.
Mine was borrowed from someone who was a little bit bigger than I was.
A little bit too much.
But it left room for the booze.
Yeah.
For my expanding stomach on the night.
Yeah, which was expanding not from booze, but from cheeseburgers. I don't know how.
That was my classy Oscars night meal. I went for the cheeseburger.
Well, what's her name? Did it at Astro Burger.
Yeah.
So that's, we were doing, I mean, everybody, Jay Leno had In-N-Out Burger after
exactly.
the Oscars. We were just following the tradition. Everyone has burgers after the Oscar. And BT-dubs, if you're at home, it should be in your tradition now to have burgers during the Oscar or after. I can't even talk during the Oscars.
I know.
His offer.
You've got Asperger's.
Nominated for a Grammy.
He's an idiot.
Nominated,
you know what?
For a Grammy.
Most exciting were the amazing wins for certain movies and certain people.
Most exciting for me was all of the makeup that was walking down the red carpet at that fucking
on day. The men.
Whoa. And we thought we wore a lot of makeup sometimes for photo shoots. We don't really wear makeup, but sometimes we do, but you can't notice.
Exactly. These guys.
Oh, my.
You know, God. I mean, they were like
and
orange.
And the orange fake tan.
Ugh, God. Who? I didn't know anybody did that anymore, that whole
did
orange.
Did you see that woman that was wearing the black gown from, she was on, she's on,
Prison Break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see her makeup? She was like white, fair skin, and she had pink, like, powder all over her to, like, cover up. It was like pink CoverGirl cover up in a compact, but it was like... When her dress moved, you could see the V-line shape of the makeup over her white skin. It was the wrong color and too much body makeup that actually belonged on the face, not the body.
Well, it's lucky we didn't get even drunker because we might have gone and told her that. You look great, honey, but what's the deal with the V-line makeup?
Here on behalf of APLA, you look like shit.
But it was really great to see Lance Black do his speech.
Yeah.
And say all that stuff.
That was perfect. Amazing. He took the words right out of my mouth.
And great that Sean Penn won also. And then he had some really good stuff to say too, which I thought was...
But even aside from like the political aspect of that film and its timeliness with what's going on politically in the U.S., Sean Penn is a fucking amazing actor.
Yeah.
And he should have won the Oscar regardless of what that movie was about. I mean, he did that role so well.
Definitely.
So well.
I really loved that film.
And it also makes me realize the ridiculousness that surrounded Brokeback Mountain and the fact that it was two straight actors playing gay men when it was in Milk as well, and nobody gave a rat's ass that they were making out the whole time and all that stuff.
So if you haven't seen Milk, you should definitely go and see Milk.
Yeah, it's really good. And it's from San Fran Tranny Disco, my town.
Your hometown, ex-hometown.
Yeah, well, it was my temporary town. I never actually lived there. LA's my hometown.
You sound like a temporary crown.
Oh.
Anyway. Oh, but go see it. Yeah. I saw Slumdog and I was like, wah, wah.
Oh, yeah. We saw Frost Nixon, and that was
God, what a boring load of old rubbish. Did that win anything?
Liberty. I don't know.
Frost Nixon, we watched that only to prepare for our interview with Howard Bragman.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It worked.
Yes.
It is a good thing we did.
We had Howard on the wire.
See, that movie wasn't exactly completely useless.
No.
It was useless from an entertainment perspective.
Yes.
Yeah. What else can we say about that? Then we were exhausted and came home.
Yeah, we were like, I don't know how these people go to like 4 or 5 parties a night at all.
Well, we were going to.
I know, then like, cheeseburgers were calling me.
Yeah. Then we had the cheeseburgers and then we were like, couldn't be bothered.
And then we're bumping into people on the street and stuff. They're like, oh, come here, come there. Like, yeah. And we still didn't do that either. We're like, okay.
We're just going to go home and change.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. It was, I just wanted to get out of my shirt, tie, and
me
suit.
Too.
I was like, give me my fucking tennis
get
shoes and a t-shirt.
Goddamn tie off of my neck. What is this for?
An I had shoulder ache because I was standing like a model in my outfit.
I know.
All the time. Instead of my usual hunched composure with, you know, when I'm drunk. And so I had shoulder ache when I got home from like standing up like I was modeling for the Target Winter Collection.
And everyone thought we were TV personalities. It was great.
They were all like, are you on screen talent? We're like, no.
Yeah.
Not yet. Thank you. This woman next to us was like, you must be on screen talent. I said, no, we're doing a podcast actually. And then she was like, oh really? I was like, yeah. Waste, isn't it?
And she was like, yeah.
Yes. Whatever. Listen. I need to do one of the biggest, huge, giant, heavy, steaming shout-outs I've ever done in my life.
Really?
Yes, to Mr. Stephen Baird, who's the best limo driver in the whole wide world.
Yeah, thanks for driving my friend around, Stephen.
It's even better when Gabe doesn't get to ride around the limo.
Yeah, you fucking assholes.
Gabe and I have had a busy schedule since I've been in Los Angeles, and many times we've been in different places at different times, and unfortunately it's worked out where I've needed to take the limo around, and Gabe's just had to take the bus.
I let him borrow my car and my driver. It's ridiculous.
But, so he took me this really great event the other night, and I need to thank everyone who organized the Oscars, especially Eileen Lee and Craig, because it was a great night and had so much fun. And Stephen took me there, and he was the most amazing, perfect driver, because I heard from the event that it was running late and we didn't want to arrive too early, and I was like, wait, we can't go yet. And I said, don't come for half an hour. And then 2 minutes later, I called him back and I said, I need you here now. We got to go. Wow. And he didn't bat an eyelid because he's a professional. So if you're here in Los Angeles and you need a limo ride from an amazing professional, you should go to limosatyourservice.net, and if you're really lucky, Stephen will end up being your driver.
Yeah. Thanks, Stephen.
Now, everyone who's celebrating Fat Tuesday.
Mardi Gras.
Especially a certain...
It's Fat Monday for me.
It's fat every day for me.
It's Fat Wednesday. The day after tomorrow's Fat Wednesday.
Fat Friday.
Hold on, is Fat Tuesday mañana?
Yes.
Great, I'll be at the gym getting thin.
Oh, anyway... we need to say shout out to Aretha Franklin. Have a great Mardi Gras. We're really sorry we couldn't make it, and thank you for your lovely invitation.
Yeah, and also we got a shout out to Katie and Sheila.
They're like Cagney and Lacey
to us.
They're
like Cagney and Lacey.
Oh, I thought you know what I'm talking.
I thought you were gonna sing Little China Girl there for a second. You're like nee 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 nee.
What does that got to do with Kanye and Lacey?
I don't know. Little China Girl. That's what it sounded like you were going to sing for a second.
Oh.
Well, that's, I don't know the Kanye and Lacey theme song.
Okay.
I know who Katie and Sheila are.
Anyway, we love you girls.
Yeah, we love
thanks for being amongst our listeners.
Yeah.
So listen, we hope you enjoyed our sprinkling of celeb dust.
Yeah.
And we'll catch up with you really soon with another vidcast is the next thing.
We've got two. One vidcast in post-production.
One is in pre-production.
One's in pre-production. And then we've got another one that's still on the table.
Yeah, it's on the storyboard.
It's on the storyboard. So we've got some good stuff coming on.
Well, listen, take care, everybody. Have a great Mardi Gras if you're celebrating. And we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, so. Love you, bitches. So for me, Gabriel King.
And me, Jonathan Knight.
Thank you for listening to Calling Long Distance, the only show to come from London and Los Angeles.
At the same time.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.